Hello, and welcome to our podcast, So Now You Want a Baby. I'm Nicole.
I'm Brian.
Well, today is a very...
That's a deep subject.
Oh, I was like, what? Just on that, so apparently I sigh very heavily before I answer the phone at work.
Oh, do you?
Like, apparently, because every time this one sales guy who's transferring, he's like, that's a deep sigh. And I'm like, I was just taking a breath, like, so that I can, like, be ready to say all the things.
Oh, is this the same, like, the same clown that keeps calling you back or whatever? Or, like, just, your phone system's weird
yeah,
at work
it's,
anyway.
It's when I'm like, he's from sales and he's transferring.
Yeah, it's just weird anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how a multi-billion dollar corporation such as yourself doesn't have an internal phone system.
Well, we do. But we don't get notified that it's internal.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. I guess that's what I'm getting.
A lot of our systems are very antiquated. We're working on it. Okay. We'll have a baby before that's done, though. So.
Probably. Yeah.
I don't know at this rate. Any hoodles. So this week is a really big week for us, not only because of our embryo transfer, but also, it marks our 1 year that we've been doing our podcast.
No way.
Woo, woo. We started on October 15th.
And I didn't want to, like, bust it out, but, like, everybody already knew about the embryo transfer? Or did we mention it last time?
We did, that we had it scheduled for Tuesday.
Mm.
So, we had our embryo transfer on Tuesday, October 11th.
A little awkward.
A little painful.
And awkward.
Why was it awkward?
Well, because I thought they'd get it in the first shot. Obviously, they didn't get it in the first shot.
To be fair, the first shot was a trial run, and there wasn't an embryo. They didn't have the embryo.
Oh yeah. No. I meant, like, shot, like... Thank you. Thank you, Scooter. Anyway, so the doctor put in the catheter that he thought Nicole would need.
Wait, we got to go back. You're like jumping to the end game here.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Brian really likes to showbiz me.
Sorry.
I was going to say showboat. I always want to say showboat, but it's showbiz.
Same-ish kind of thing.
So, any hoodles. So, we're a year in, and we had our embryo transfer. And we are going to be recording a podcast every day this week.
Whoa, wait. I think you got to tell them, like, what was happening while we were waiting in the waiting room. What was happening while we were waiting in the waiting room?
What was happening while we were waiting in the waiting room?
We could hear the receptionist saying that it was like a...
Oh, yeah. We have so much to tell them. But I was about to tell them the exciting news.
All right.
We are really not doing good today.
Okay.
We could rename this the ADD podcast.
Am I effing it all up?
No. Okay. I can't even stay on track.
Okay.
This is what happens when I don't have wine.
Okay. After you transfer.
Or caffeine.
Yeah.
Anyways, 1 year anniversary of a podcast, so we thought it'd be fun to do a podcast every day for a week. So you'll be listening to this on Friday, which will be 3 days post our 5-day embryo transfer. And then we'll be recording every single day and posting the following morning, so you'll be like 12 hours behind. We're going to be reading our pregnancy test and just kind of going over like how we're feeling at that time, the first couple days are probably going to be very boring because the tests, I don't think, can even possibly be positive until like 5 or 6 days. So, but I'm going to do it because I can't wait any longer.
So what you're trying to say is that even in real, not that it's not real life, but in real life, if we thought that I slipped one past the goalie, it's not going to
show up at this point.
It wouldn't show up like freaking the morning right after.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So, embryo transfer day. Let's go there. So, we got up that morning. We went and got... Well, first of all, I forgot. We went to Tahoe over the weekend.
We did go to Tahoe this weekend, and it was awesome.
Yeah, we were like, let's go, like, one more little fun thing before we do the transfer, just because... Hopefully, I'm not allowed to drink for, 9 months. And so, you know, we went, we had fun. We didn't lose money, which is always fun.
Yeah, we broke even. That was good.
And had drinks and all that fun stuff.
Dude, I tell you what, though. Next time we go up there, we're going to that freaking bar with the quarter machines and freaking just sitting at the bar with the quarter machines.
For free drinks?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is true. We did find the niche, the fun, whatever. Words evade me tonight. But any hoodles. So we had a good weekend. We went to where we got married, took some pictures, just had fun. And then went back to our normal life. And then Tuesday. So a lot of people I know, when they get their embryo transfers, you know, their doctor gives them like a Valium or a Xanax or, you know, something to chill their nerves. I didn't get shit.
So, they didn't even prescribe you nothing, did they?
Uh-uh. I didn't get shit.
It's like, dude, you didn't get nothing cool.
Nope. So I decided that we were going to go get a mimosa and breakfast before we went because...
Besides, don't do drugs, kids. It's all right.
Because if people can have Valiums on their freaking transfer day, I can have a freaking mimosa. So...
That is right. I wholeheartedly believe in that statement. So...
So I had a pineapple mimosa because I recently found out that, you know, there's a link between pineapples and you know, IVF and all that, which I found was cute. So we went and did breakfast. I made a comment at breakfast that I shouldn't have made.
Oh, no, no. You made it in the truck. You didn't make it at breakfast.
Did I make it in the truck?
Yeah, you made it in the truck.
I said,
yes.
I'm sure I'm going to jinx myself, but you know, I'm so impressed with our doctor's office. We never, ever have to wait, and they're always running on time, and I just don't know how they do it.
Yep. No, that was it. That was in the truck on the way there.
Yeah.
Mind you, we took the truck, which is a whole nother story after that.
Yeah. So we get to our embryo transfer. They told us to get there at 9:30. We were there at 9:20. We got taken back at like 10:20.
Nah, it was probably 10 to 10. But then once we got taken back, we had to wait another freaking 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Well, because they put us in that room.
Yes.
Just the seating room.
Yes.
Which didn't count. When do you think we got to the procedure room?
Probably, you're right, about 10:20. I'm sorry. I was trying to math out too much. But
anyways, they said come with a full bladder. Nicole came with too full of a bladder, and Nicole was going to pee her pants. So they sent me to the bathroom to pee a little bit.
After the ultrasound, you had an ultrasound, and the chick's like, yeah, your bladder's a little too full.
She's like, go pee, count to 8. And I was like, I pee really heavily. Like, I'm a fast pee. I'm like, oh, crap. So I had a panic attack while I was trying to pee because I was like, I'm going to mess this up. I'm going to pee too much. I'm going to have to sit in this room and drink for freaking an hour. So I ended up getting the pee to stop, and then she was like, oh, it's perfect. And I was like, great. Then we sat there for another freaking 20 minutes.
Yeah, easy.
Waiting for the doctor, which...
Yeah, easy.
I jinxed it. I'm the one that did it, so... Embryology came in, gave us our little picture of our embryo, gave us the whole spiel.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, what we were told is the doctor's going to come in, he's going to put a catheter in, he's going to make sure he gets it in position, he's going to tell embryology I'm ready, embryology's going to bring in the embryo inside of a catheter and swap out the catheter, send it through.
I think it goes through the actual catheter.
Yeah, they pull out the piece that they had in the center of it, and then they send, anyways, and then they send it in, and then you'll see a little flash, and then it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor said, and I quote, it takes like 3 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. 15 minutes later.
Yeah. He definitely wishes he didn't say that.
Yeah.
So they put in a speculum, which are those pap smear thingamajiggies. But he said, it's a little bit bigger than a normal one, you know, blah, 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 blah. Freaking puts it in. Having a hell of a time opening it up, let's just say, ladies. And he pinched me, you know where. Finally gets it in. Feeding the catheter through. Hurts like a monkey.
A monkey or an MF-er?
Well, I was just trying to be PG.
I was pretty PG.
So freaking sends it in, and he's like, the lady was doing the
So he had an assistant
doing there. The ultrasound.
Yes.
And he's like, move a little, do the depth a little, do this a little. And he's got his hand almost halfway up my freaking hoo-ha at this point. And I'm like, I don't think his hand is supposed to be up there. Like, I think the catheter is the only thing that's... Like, he had all his fingers, like, trying to... Now I know, trying to reach as far as he possibly could.
Lucky guy.
Really. So then he goes, essentially finds out the catheter was too short. So pulls the catheter out, tells embryology to...
Load it again!
Put it in a different size one. So they had to, embryology then had to switch the embryo from one catheter to the other. He switched the speculum and...
Pinched you again.
Pinched me again. This one was longer. Thank you. And the catheter was longer. Thank you. He's doing it. I'm over here fucking squirreling. I mean, squirming and dying inside.
Hold on. Let me stop you right there. It was kind of weird. It almost sounded like so he's doing whatever he's doing. And then embryology pokes their head in the thing and goes, "Doctor, we're loading again." And I'm thinking, what is this, like an artillery range? What are we doing? Like,
we're loading up again.
Are we putting a shell in there or what?
Yeah,
you know,
the poor assistant lady, she's like, "Are you in pain?" And I was like, yeah, but I'm, you know, not much I can do about it.
Yeah,
what am I gonna say? No, let's not do this.
And the thing is too, is because like last time they were busting your balls about you being in pain, they were like, "Okay, well, we're just gonna stop the procedure." Right. Like, and I appreciate you just gritting and bearing it, just because like, dude, we're not stopping. Like, just pain is temporary, pride is forever. Whatever.
Although I will say, women, if you have to go through IVF and you find it painful when they're doing the vaginal ultrasound wand and they have troubles finding your ovaries and finding your uterus and everything, I would recommend that you ask for the sedated embryo transfer, because if I ever have to do this again, which hopefully I do not,
yeah.
If I ever have to do it again, I will be sedated. I am not doing it fully. It was awful. Give me some laughing gas. Punch me in the head. I don't really care. Knock me the fuck out, because I am not doing it again.
You should have told me that, because I'd have gladly punched you in the head.
Oh, be nice. I'm a good mommy. So we did that. Then they gave us an ultrasound picture of, it was very cool. It was kind of, I reminds me of that Big Bang where they do that, you know, and then it was all of a sudden on the screen, mm-hmm. which we found out it wasn't really the embryo we could see.
No,
it was the
air bubble.
Bubbles. Yeah.
Yeah.
So all in all, the transfer went well, I would say. I mean,
well, the doctor,
it was in there.
Well, and the doctor got to put it where he wanted to put it, like, mm-hmm. because of the longer catheter thing, whatever.
Well, here's my thing. Like, I couldn't figure out why he just kept trying with the shorter one. I was like, give it up, dude. Like, it wasn't reaching.
I don't know.
And like you and I discussed, you have a hard time finding my ovaries every single time. Everything is way tucked up there. You think that maybe you should have figured out I needed the longer one before.
Well, and I guess the thing is, so look, in case you guys haven't noticed, I'm a over-preparer when it comes to projects around the house. I'd rather have more equipment to get the job done and not have to go to the store.
Right.
Than not enough and have to go to the store. So if in that kind of scenario, like, I'd rather just have the longer one, because if it's mm-hmm. too long, then I can kind of pull it out a little bit and do whatever I have to do. If it's not long enough, I have enough to go in there and do what I got to do.
So, unfortunately...
Yeah, I'm just mathing this out as a homeowner and a project specialist. I don't know.
So, listening to you, I'm like, oh, Yeah. I think about the vet world, and I think about how we pick which size catheters legitimately, or we pick what size freaking tubes cost. And all that. And
is it cost?
Well, it's cost, and it's also like you want to pick the right one the first time. Like you want to like look I'm going to be the closest.
Look at my dick swing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, he probably was like, oh, yeah, this is the one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. No, I can see that. And honestly,
you don't want to do it and then have it too long and be like, oh, I should have used a smaller one.
And honestly, guys, like, look, if anybody's going through IVF, like, you want doctors that have a God complex, that have a complex of, I'm God, like, God has nothing to do. That's the kind of doctor that you want in that kind of sense, like, right. I can reinvent Mother Nature, because that's basically what we're doing here, right? Like, let's be realistic. So I guess in that premise, like, oh, I picked the right catheter the first time, yada yada.
Yeah.
But see, I'm looking at it like, dude, just pick a bigger one, and then you can freaking shorten it up if you want. I can't make it longer, but you can just freaking shorten it up if you wanted to.
Right.
You know? But, whatever.
Yeah.
It just sucks you had to get stuck twice with the freaking catheter.
It was not fun. And I didn't ask because I didn't want to know, but there was something pointy on the end of that.
Well, yeah, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about it, but I felt it all. Still, not as painful as when I had my kidney stent removed. Mm. So... That still holds true to the most painful thing I've ever gone through.
I've never had either. I believe it or not, guys, I know. I've said probably before on our podcast, but I've had plenty of medical procedures done to me just from racing dirt bikes and stuff like that and just being stupid. But never had a catheter at all. So I've always been able to pee on my own. So... I mean,
congratulations. It's not the... You know, honestly, I've always been numb when they put a catheter in, but I'm always awake when they pull it out. And not numb. And it never feels great. Anyhoodles, we're going to take a quick break. Then we will finish our updates, talk about the rest of the week, and go from there. Be right back. And we're back.
Yep.
So, that was our procedure Tuesday, and then we got this genius idea. So, here's what Nicole wanted to do on Tuesday. Nicole wanted to come home and sit and lay in bed and have bonbons and ice cream and sushi and hibachi and lay in bed and be pampered, rubbed on my feet,
mm-hmm.
Watch TV. I'm going through my fantasy right now. Can you let me have this?
Okay. All right.
Instead...
Which was Nicole's decision.
It was, which ended up turning out to be like an amazing decision.
Yeah, it ended up working out well, but it was your decision. I just want to reiterate that.
So a little backstory. We purchased the property next door, and there's just a lot of trash on our property from stuff that was left, stuff that we've gathered over.
It's just, you know what, I don't know if trash is the right thing.
We found out what it was. It was fucking metal.
But it's just a bunch of crap. Like, yeah. our property doesn't look bad, but it bothers us.
Yeah.
Like, there's just a bunch of crap mm-hmm. laying around that we needed to get rid
of. Like, old fencing, freaking old fence posts, old yeah. gates, yes. old yes. dishwasher, old stove. Uh-huh. Yep. Grill.
Yep.
Just a bunch of shit. So we had been talking about renting a dumpster, which was going to be about $1,000. We talked about hiring someone to come out and clean up the yard, which we had no idea what that would be.
Probably over $1,000.
We reckoned. Then we talked about buying a dump trailer because we could really use one. But then we were like, well, how often are we really going to use one? Mm-hmm. So then we got the idea to rent a dump trailer.
I still wouldn't mind having a dump trailer, just for the record.
I want a nicer one than the one we rented.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Like, I want one that has a hydraulic dump.
There you go.
Anyway, besides the point.
So we decided that we were going to rent one. And I found a place that was $60 a day. And I was like, look, we're going to... It was down in the valley. So I was like, we're going to be down the valley on Tuesday. Why don't we pick it up? We can freaking do the trash all this week And then freaking Saturday, while I'm working, you can go dump it and freaking drop it off at the place. And, you know, for fucking under $300.
Yeah, it was $277
with tax and fees and all that shit. $277 and freaking our dump fees. And we'll get it done. Whatever. So we went and picked up the trailer Tuesday.
After the appointment.
We went to Sam's Club. We went to Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
And we went to Harbor Freight and got you some tools.
Yep. Yep.
And then we, on our way home, we were just fixing me home, and I was like, dude, I'm off tomorrow.
Well, hold on. After we clarified with the clown at the at the place, like, dude, if we return this early, do we get a credit?
And it was yes.
And he's like, yes. Okay, cool.
So, freaking, on our way home, I was like, babe, I'm off work tomorrow. Like, if we somehow got all this shit loaded up tomorrow, I could meet you on your lunch break over at the dump by your work. You could unload it because I can't unload it. So, like, that wasn't an option. And then, freaking, I can take the trailer back and, you know, be a one, maybe 2 day dump, rental, because I didn't know. Because the guy was very, like, hours when we
So it's for 96 hours.
I'm like, I don't fucking know what 96 hours is. How long is 96 hours,
bro? Like, obviously, now that I'm standing back and looking at it, it's 4 days. Okay, I get it. But like,
at the moment...
When you're standing there asking me and getting ready to charge my card, I'm like, dude, I don't know how long 96 hours is.
And can I ask you why the fuck he was asking me? He looked at me, and he was like, well, how long are you going to have it for? And I was like... But he's like, 96 hours? And I was like, when are you dropping it off? And I was like, my plan is to drop it off on Saturday. Why was he talking to me?
I don't know.
I don't mean that, like, why was he talking to me? I just mean, like, there's a man and a woman at a fucking trailer rental place. Don't you think you should just talk to the man?
Typically, you talk to the man.
I'm not trying to be a dick.
And I'm not trying to be sexist, and I'm not trying to be, you know, mansplaining or anything like that. But, yeah, typically you talk to the man.
I was like, why are you talking to me?
Like, because I would look at it and go, sure, 96 hours sounds good. Like, okay, whatever.
So, anyways, so we got the plan that Tuesday we were going to spend loading the trailer and the truck bed. And then Wednesday we were going to go dump it. And then I would return the trailer. So, the only caveat was... I'm not supposed to lift heavy things, and I'm supposed to quote-unquote relax, which I think I did a decent job.
You did a fairly decent job.
I pointed, and I only lifted a very few things here and there.
That were light.
I do have a bruise on my stomach because yesterday while we were unloading it at the dump, fucking just walked right into, like, a pole or something that was sticking out.
Great.
Just freaking smoked it. It hurts like a hell again.
So that means my $30,000 kid was at risk.
Well, it's up here.
Okay.
I think you put it down there.
Okay.
My fingers are approximately a foot apart, so.
you're right. And I'm 8 inches.
All right, so my fingers were 2 inches apart. I mean, I don't know what you want from me. How far is that?
Probably about 6 inches.
What? That is not 6 inches.
That's probably about 6 inches. That ain't a foot.
Well, your dick ain't 6 inches then.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm getting at.
We're going to get a tape measure after this, and he's going to measure from my finger to my finger because he's so full of
it
shit.
It might
right
be
now.
8 inches at the most.
I was going to say 8 to 10.
It's still not a foot.
Well, I was exaggerating. I wasn't exaggerating 6 inches. Any hoodles.
So we get the trailer, and Nicole has the genius idea of, you know, loading up everything after we've already got up at, you know, 6:30, 7 o'clock, drove down the hill.
We got up earlier than that because I did not sleep. I was up, remember? Oh, yeah. I didn't sleep the night before. Oh, and then I finally woke you up at 7:04.
Uh-huh. And you were like, if we want to go to breakfast, we got to leave within like 10 minutes. Oh, shit.
I took a shower and I was ready to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, because we originally weren't going to go to breakfast because I wanted to quote-unquote sleep in, which didn't work out, so whatever.
Anyway, so we get home and we have this grandioso plan of fitting all the trash in the trailer and the truck. We get all the metal. We get all the metal loaded in the trailer, and the effing trailer's full. Mind you, this is a 5x12 trailer, so it's decent size. It's not, you know, giant, but it's also not small. We fill this thing over the top to the brim of just metal. Just freaking metal.
A lot of fencing.
And then we fill the truck bed. Mind you, this is our new truck. You know, so we got my freaking, my GM would be having a shit fit if I took a picture and sent it to him. Because I would have been like, look, dude, truck doing truck stuff. He'd be like, what are you doing with that truck? But anyway, so we fill up the truck, we fill up the trailer, and on Tuesday.
And we were done before dark.
We had tarps and everything wrapped over it before dark, yeah. No, that was pretty good. It ended up working out. It worked out pretty good.
It did. So then Wednesday we met for lunch. He unloaded on his lunch break. We freaking, it ended up being, I don't know, $150 to dump it.
Yep.
I drove the trailer back. They only charged me for one day.
Why is that?
Because I walked in and I said, look, we only needed it for one day instead of four.
That and the freaking lights didn't work on the freaking trailer.
Yeah, which I made sure to mention to him, so maybe that's why he only charged me one day, but I don't know. Then we dropped off the trailer, or I dropped off the trailer. So for essentially $200, we got the job done.
Pretty close, yeah, about $200, $220, yeah, pretty close.
$210.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Whatever.
Anyway, about a fifth of the cost of what it would have cost to rent a dumpster. Granted, a dumpster, we probably could have fit a little more shit in. But
yeah, because we could definitely rent another one, but I don't...
But...
A lot of the stuff we got now is wood.
Yeah.
I wonder if I just posted those freaking wood things in the back, if somebody would want to come get them.
Maybe. I don't know.
Any hoodles.
Yeah, I mean, even for freaking burning, you know? Yeah. I mean, it is getting close to wintertime, so... I mean,
problem is you gotta take them all off those plastic things.
I don't have to take off shit. I'm either gonna.
I'm saying if we were to burn them.
Oh.
Like yeah. In the fire pit.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, so we got some stuff done on Tuesday and Wednesday. And
then we found out that Brian's motorcycle ride day got canceled, which is why we started doing all this for Tuesday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. Tuesday to Saturday or whatever. And yep. Then. His ride day got put back on, so now he gets to go ride on Saturday.
Whee!
So it worked out perfect.
Yeah, it worked good.
And the general manager finally called me about the truck, so we're working on that.
We're still working. I had to go get a couple estimates today, but yeah, we're working through that.
So hopefully we'll have good news on that, too. So you're listening to this. It is Friday. Oh. And then I'll be posting updates every single day. We'll do updates just kind of if there's any, like, sneaky symptoms. We'll do our tests, and we'll just kind of see how we're both feeling.
Yes, we will.
So look for those. And any other updates or anything else that you want to say?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was talking to my microphone when I was talking to the dog.
Mm-hmm.
So, I honestly didn't. I didn't think about it.
Where did you think you were talking?
I don't know. I was just talking to the dog.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. But, if
anyone wants a husband, I'm rehoming mine.
What's the rehoming fee?
I'll pay them.
Why did I know? Why did I know that that's what it was?
I really just need to borrow them on Tuesdays to do trash for me, and then every once in a blue moon, maybe an oil change or certain generator or something like that. But other than that,
just put some wood. You can have them.
You can have them.
I'm like a pack mule.
Exactly like a pack mule. All right, well, we're going to keep this one a little bit shorter since we're going to have updates throughout the week. Thank you guys so much for following along with us for a whole year. hopefully we have some news and updates in the next coming days. We have our blood work on
Thursday?
No. The Wednesday the 19th and Friday the 21st.
Oh, I thought it was Thursday and Friday, not Wednesday and Friday.
Wednesday and Friday. Thank goodness, because I'm off Wednesday. If you guys want to contribute or be part of the podcast, you can send us a text message or leave us a voicemail at 304-806-BABY. You can shoot us an email at nowyouwantababy@gmail.com or follow us on TikTok or Instagram at nowyouwantababy. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. So Now You Want a Baby. I'm Nicole.
I'm Brian. I'm out of beer.
Bye.